Hello, may I please speak to Ashley?
This is she.
Ashley, good afternoon. Thank you very much for taking a call and happy Monday. My name is Richard and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm, and we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, Ashley. And we would like to get your opinion and your answer will be very and remain confidential. Do you have a couple of minutes of your time so I can run this, conduct this survey with you, ma'am?
Well, it depends. What's the survey about?
It is about what's going on in your community in Traverse County. Is that okay with you?
I will try.
Okay. Thank you
Sure.
very much, ma'am. Okay. Let me ask this, ma'am. Are you or anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. Thinking ahead, in which of the following best describe how will you vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Is it going to be, I'm definitely going to vote, I'm very likely to vote, I'm somewhat likely to vote, I'm not very likely to vote, or I'm not likely to vote at all, or I'm not registered to vote?
I will likely vote.
You will. Thank you, ma'am. Now, with all the respect to you, Ashley, I'm going to ask this. What is your age, ma'am?
49.
49. Thank you very much. And also, generally speaking, will you say things in Grand Traverse County are going to be right in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
That's the thing. I just don't keep up much. I just work, pay my bills, do my
Oh,
thing, so I
understand
don't
that.
have, I'm not
Understand.
educated enough to speak out.
That's okay, ma'am. Okay, when voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also in the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how will you vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trail Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of $0.65 million for a period of 10 years to provide fundings for the planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancements of non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against the proposal?
Probably yes.
Yes, okay. And will you say you're definitely voting or probably voting? Yes, in favor, or definitely, or probably?
I would say yes in favor of the development
Okay,
of more trail systems.
thank you, ma'am. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about the proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, will you vote yes in favor of on this proposal or no against the proposal?
Probably, I would say yes.
Yes,
I don't know.
okay,
It
thank
depends. It depends on how much my property taxes are going to
you.
go
I
up.
understand that. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowners about $90 per year for the next 10 years, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against it?
I guess yes.
Thank you, ma'am. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowners about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I'll read the first one. I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowners about $70 per year. The second was it says, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowners about $105 per year. Third one, it says, I'm fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowners about $90. Which one is the one that you prefer?
I mean, honestly, say either the $70 or $90 one.
Thank you,
ma'am. The $70 one.
Thank you. From the following list, which issues are your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focused most to help you and your family members? Is it protecting water quality and water supply, making housing more affordable, dealing with inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas, controlling growth and development, holding the line in property taxes and reducing government spending, improving local roads and infrastructure, or fighting crimes and drugs and improving public safety, improving public education and local schools, or protecting natural areas and wildlife habitats, or reducing the traffic and congestion?
Are you asking which one I think is most important?
The question is, from the following list, which issue should your local elected official in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family members?
Affordable housing.
Affordable housing, okay. We will now give in a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have any favorable or unfavorable opinions of each. This will be Grand Traverse County government. Is it very favorable, someone favorable, someone unfavorable, or very unfavorable, or you have no opinion?
No opinion.
No opinion. Traverse Area Recreations and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails, is it very favorable, someone unfavorable, or no opinion?
I would say very favorable.
Very favorable. Thank you. Your city or township government, very favorable, someone favorable, someone unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion?
No opinion.
No opinion. Thank you, ma'am. Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Too fast. If approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend this taxpayers' funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan construct new trails. Knowing this, will you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Do you definitely trust, probably trust, probably do not trust, or definitely do not trust?
Is there no opinions, not an answer? Are you basically, are you asking if I trust them to use the funds properly?
Yes, ma'am.
I have no idea. Whatever's the most middle ground.
Thank you. Okay, these are the numbers of ways that money could be spent on this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate your approval of this approval. If you disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money, to increase non-motorized transportation, are you strongly approve, someone disapprove, or strongly disapprove, ma'am?
I guess strongly approve.
Okay. To maintain existing trails, do you strongly approve, or someone approve, someone disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
To maintain existing?
Yes, to provide trails, yes, to maintain existing trails.
Someone approve.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this is to plan and construct new trails. Do you strongly approve, someone approve, someone disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Now, to protect health and wellness, is it strongly approved, someone approved, or someone disapprove, or strongly disapprove, ma'am?
Strongly approve.
Okay. To increase accessibility to natural areas and open spaces, do you strongly approve or disapprove, or someone disapprove, or strongly disapprove, ma'am?
Strongly approve.
Okay. Thank you very much. Allow me one moment, please. And now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you, ma'am? I'm going to read two. The first one is constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between school, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County, or ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County as well maintained. Which one will you choose?
Probably the second, well maintained.
The second. Now, you will be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you would measure more likely or less likely to support this proposal. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Is it much more likely, someone more likely, someone less likely, or much less likely? Or it makes no difference to you, ma'am?
No difference.
No difference. There will be a public disclosure of all project spending. Is it much more likely, someone more likely, someone less likely?
Go back. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I'd like the option to be able to read to ensure read something to ensure that the funds are being spent. As they
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Now, this one will be that there will be a full public disclosure of all project spending. Is it much more likely, someone more likely, or someone somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or no different?
I would say more likely to approve if they make that stuff public. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. I'm more likely to approve.
Okay, thank you. Now, as a citizen oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensure the funds are administered for their intent purposes. Do you much more likely or much less likely or no different than this, ma'am?
More likely.
More likely. Thank you, ma'am. Now you'll be giving something statement in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, someone convincing, or not too convincing to you, ma'am. I'll read the first one. This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do. Is it very convincing to you? Someone convincing, not at all convincing, or no different?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all. Is it very convincing, someone convincing, not too convincing to you, or no difference?
More convincing.
More convincing,
or whatever
okay.
The first one is.
Thank you. This proposal will provide more accessibility to open spaces, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams. Is it very convincing to you? Someone convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, no difference.
Somewhat.
Thank you, ma'am. This proposal would improve and construct new trails and access Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. Very convincing. Someone convincing, not too convincing, no difference.
Not too.
Okay. We're almost done on this, and I really appreciate you for your valuable time, ma'am. This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motors, vehicles nearby. Is it very convincing, someone convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, no difference?
No difference.
This proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy outdoors. Is it very convincing, someone convincing, not at all convincing, no difference, ma'am?
Not too convincing.
Okay, trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs. How do you get this one here? Very convincing, someone convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or no difference?
Not too convincing.
Okay. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. In the election we're held today, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against Ashley?
Oh, wait, repeat that. I'm so sorry.
Sure. No problem, ma'am. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. In the election we're held today, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against it?
Yes.
Yes, you will. Thank you, ma'am. Now, and will you say you're definitely voting or probably voting? Is it definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay, now will you be giving, this is the last one, okay? Now, you were given some statements against this proposal to maintain 16 trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate in each argument is very convincing, someone convincing, or not too convincing to you. I'm going to read the first one. This proposal will give millions taxpayer dollars to a local politicians, and we can trust them, spend this money the right way. it will just end up getting waste on their pet projects. Very convincing, not too convincing, no difference.
I'm not fully understanding.
It says here that this proposal. Yes, it says, I'll read it back to you, okay? This proposal would give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting waste on their pet projects.
Okay, what am I supposed to answer to that?
Is it very convincing? Someone convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or it make no difference to you?
I'm going to say no difference because I don't know what. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, this proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who wants to control public land and taxpayers' food, the bill. Is it very convincing to you? Someone convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing to make no difference to you, ma'am.
I'm going to say no difference because I'm losing focus.
Thank you. This proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million. Is it very convincing to you? Someone convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, no difference?
Not at all convincing.
Okay. There are more important things to spend taxpayers' money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, would you first focus on more pressing problems? Is it very convincing to you? Not too convincing, not at all convincing, or no difference?
I would say it's somewhat convincing with that option.
Yeah. Thank you, ma'am. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard in the election were held today, will you vote yes on favor of this proposal or no against this proposal, Atlee?
I don't know, no. I mean, there's just so much to think about.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
I don't know.
Now, you will be giving a statement to complete in your own words. I'm going to ask this. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is on your own words. What will you say?
Say that again. If one
yes,
hesitation.
If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is. And what would you say?
Well, it's that I don't have any idea of.
Like economy, anything. It could be like economy.
I don't know where, what funds are going where. I don't have anything to measure that against because I don't have that data because I don't go looking for it. So if I had to choose between, education and a TART trail, I would choose education. If I had to choose between affordable housing and the TART trail, I would choose affordable housing. Mm-hmm. So whatever that. Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. I'm just writing what you just told me. Okay. Thank you so much. We're almost done. Okay, we're almost done here. Now, and before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. This will show up on your ballot on November when you go to your voting. This proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal. So the County of Grand Traverse imposed a renewal of this previously approved $1 million for local streets, road, highways, and bridges repair and improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. In the elections were held today, will you vote yes on favor of this proposal or no against it, Ashley? Is it definitely vote for yes, probably vote for yes, definitely vote no, or probably vote no, or undecided?
Undecided.
Undecided. Thank you. I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish with a confidential purpose. This is for confidential purposes, okay? Just to be sure that we have a representative sample, regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Was Donald Trump the Republican candidate, Joe Biden the Democrat candidate, or someone else? Or did not vote for any presidents?
I voted for Biden.
Biden. In which political party are you affiliated? Is it Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Independent.
independent. Thank you, ma'am. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political belief? Very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate?
Moderate.
Okay, thank you very much. And what is the last grade? What is the last grade formal education that you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, or college, ma'am?
College graduate.
Do you own or rent the home that you are currently living?
Own.
Oh, thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household? Yes or no?
No, not under 18. No.
What is your main racial background?
Racial?
Yes. Are you Caucasian,
white.
Hispanic? Oh, wait. Thank you,
white,
ma'am.
Caucasian.
Thank you. Now, I do have something to say to you, Ashley. I just wanted to say thank you very much. We already finished with your survey here. I truly appreciate for your valuable time, precious time. Thank you so much. And your opinion is going to be very confidential here. Thank you again for your time. Hopefully everything changing within the future. Thank you so much, Ashley. It has been a pleasure talking to you. Take care of yourself. You have a great afternoon and blessings to you and your family. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks. Okay,
you're very welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.